Hello and welcome again to our program. As you see here, we're going to begin today in the book of John. Just a word of explanation about that. Last program, we were in John chapter 21, looking at the tremendous love of the Lord. We read there where the disciples went fishing. Peter said, we're not going to have the throne. We're not going to be kicking out the Romans, and I'm not going to have my own throne. I'm going fishing. And that other disciples said, "We go with you," and they just turned their backs on Jesus and walked away. Now that was after they had been in ministry with him for 3.5 years, and all the things that they had heard and seen. It was after they experienced the crucifixion and the resurrection. And Peter said to the disciples, he said unto them, it says there in John 21, "I'm going fishing. If this is it, I'm going fishing." They said, "We're going to." And they just turned back on Jesus and walked away. Now, if you read the story very carefully, it says he stood on the shore. That word's been established, that word stood. He was established on the shore. He stood there all night. Talk about love. Well, as I was thinking about love, and I was thinking about John, who wrote the book of John. You know, the word love is in Matthew 11 times, it's in Mark only 6 times, in Luke 12. But John, in the book, it's written 22 times. And then if you bring in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John all together, he used the word love 60 times. He was the disciple that focused on love. And he wrote the Gospel of John. Now, we read here in John 20 and 31, which I think is the key verse of this book. Every book has a key verse. There's a lot of special verses in this book, and someone might pick a different one. But we read here, John said, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name." Now, before we begin here, we're going to just have a little bit of a backgrounder about what's happening here. In chapter 1 through 12, we have the public ministry of Jesus, which took about 3.5 years. Then in chapter 13 through 17, we have his private ministries when he was dealing just with the disciples, and that took only a few days, possibly 7. Then in chapter 18 to 20, we have the crucifixion and the resurrection, which we know was 3 days. And then in chapter 1, once again, chapter 21, he goes back to his private ministry where he's dealing with just the disciples. Now, he had dealt with them for 40 days after the resurrection, but this particular portion covers a couple of days. It's interesting that in the book of John, there's no genealogy like there is in Matthew and Luke. There's no scene where we have the manger scene where Jesus was born or anything about his boyhood. It doesn't talk about the baptism of the Lord in the book of John, the temptation on the mountain, or Gethsemane. Even parables are not in this book. It's a very, very interesting book. I was saved, trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior on October the 7th, 1955. And right after I was saved, the man who I was talking to, who led me to the Lord, he said, "I want to give you some advice. Read the book of John 5 times. Well, I took that advice. He said, "Before you get into Matthew or into Genesis, read the book of John 5 times. I did, and as a result, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind, it is my favorite book in all of the Bible. Now, we've said before, when we study the Bible, we need to look at it in 3 different areas. One is observation, which is the action of observing something or someone in order to gain information. Then interpretation, which is the action of explaining the meaning of something. And then application, which is the action of putting something into operation. I found it very interesting as I looked up these definitions in the dictionary that each one of them begin with the action of observing, the action of explaining, or the action of putting something into operation. It's an action. If we're going to get study in the Bible, then let's get study in the Bible. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of Truth. Now, let's look at the first six verses. John chapter 1, verse 6. In the beginning was, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Then verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Now let's have the interpretation of this. It's interesting. The first verse starts out in the beginning. I've written hundreds of articles, and every time I write an article, I look at the page. How will I start this article? Well, John just starts right out, of course, under inspiration, in the beginning. It's interesting, the Bible begins that way. The very first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. And then in Hebrews 1:10, it says, and thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Now, we have the little word was. We should not take any word for granted, even the smallest word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this is a unique Greek word here. It means it always was. It's interesting that in verse 6 we have, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and that word doesn't mean he was always there. It means he became. Interesting. There was. Then we have the Word, and the Word three times in this one verse. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, who are we talking about here? Verse 14 makes it very plain. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Notice the capital W here. The Word was Jesus. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is God. Very, very important. It says in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He made everything. Again, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That word God is Elohim in the Hebrew, and it's a uniplural noun. It's referring to the Trinity. Hebrews 1:10, thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. And then Colossians 1:17, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. We kind of get the idea, I think, sometimes that He showed up in Bethlehem. All the way through the Old Testament, you'll find He's very active. As a matter of fact, if you see the word Lord God in the Old Testament, and it's spelt in our King James Bible, capital L-O-R-D. All those letters are capitalized, Lord, and then followed by the word God. That's referring to Jesus. It was Jesus who was dealing with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. It was Jesus who was dealing with Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah. All the way through the Old Testament, He was very, very active. He was before all things. Well, we also read in John 1, verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now Jesus said, you will not come unto me, that you might have life. I mentioned before, my dad used to get drunk every night when I was a kid. I was 12 years old, and before, he would get drunk every night, come home drunk. And then on the weekends, he would get really drunk. His brother would come out, and they would get into the whiskey and the hard stuff, and they'd get real drunk on the weekends. Well, my dad got saved, and he came home and threw all his booze down the toilet. But his brother came out the next weekend, and he was going to have another drinking party with my dad. My dad said, no, I don't do that anymore. He said, you don't do that anymore? What's the matter with you? He said, well, I got saved. He said, oh, are you going to stop living? And my dad said, I remember this, I was 12. My dad said, I am just starting to live. Jesus said, you will not come unto me that you might have life. Well, his brother didn't come out anymore. That was the last weekend he bothered coming out. Then he said he was the light of men. This is the condemnation that light is coming into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Verse 5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It means they didn't understand. Now, verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. We're going to pick that up in our next program, but let's have an application here. Now, we said the application is the action of putting something into operation. And to do that, we're going to go back to the backgrounder that we looked at when we began this program. Chapter 1 through 12, the public ministry of Jesus. Now, we all have a public ministry. If you're a Christian, you are the only Bible most people are reading. And we need to be very careful about our public ministry. But then we also have a private ministry, and that is when we're dealing with individuals. And we should be praying all the time for opportunities. Some we don't have to pray about. And you fathers, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's already commanded. We need to know what to do there. We need to know how to do it. But we have a public ministry and we have a private ministry. Then Paul talked about being crucified with Christ. He said, I am crucified, nevertheless I live. He was talking about living the resurrected life. How are we doing in that department? And then our private ministry once again is focused on here. Now it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. John came into this world and John had a purpose, a specific purpose for being here. So do you. John did not have any more of a purpose in being here than you do and that I do if we're Christians. And we need to find that purpose and then get busy in our public ministry and in our private ministry. Be sure and be with us for our next program as we continue in the book of John.